What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Comptroller General of the Republic, Gerardo Solis, insists that the state payroll has decreased, when in practice exactly the opposite has happened, in terms of number of officials and money disbursed in salaries. The Comptroller reported that as of June of 2022, the state payroll showed a decrease of 4,259 officials and $2.1 million compared to December of 2021, generating savings in the containment of public spending. It is not explained why a year-on-year comparison is not made. This is stated in a press release by the entity released on Wednesday, the same day that the newspaper La Reprensa warned that Solis was offering the country a biased view and an incorrect conclusion on the status of the payroll. To support his statement, Solis compares the figures for June of 2022 with those of December of 2021. Last June, there were 256,579 officials compared to 260,838 in December. However, if a complete examination is made of the evolution of the public sector payroll, comparing the same months of each year, the results are the opposite of what the Comptroller assures. For example, last June there were 256,579 public servants, and in June of 2021 there were 251,579, which represents an increase of 4,650 civil servants. In the press release, Solis also makes a comparative explanation of the status of the current payroll in relation to what happened in the two previous governments. During the administration of the government prior to the previous one, the payroll grew in people by 21% and in money by 51%, but in the previous government, the payroll grew 16% and in money 61%, while the current Cortizo Cohen administration, the increase has been 5% in people and 13% in money. As for the amount disbursed in salaries only last April, the state payroll cost $404.7 million. In April of 2021, that expense was $389.6 million, an increase of $15 million. The Labour Health and Social Development Commission of the National Assembly declared itself in permanent session on Wednesday afternoon to analyse the modifications to Law No. 1 of 2001, which regulates the acquisition of medicines. The group of deputies from various benches began the first debate on Bill No. 841, with the intervention of guests from different unions in the health sector. The Deputy President of the Labour Health and Social Development Commission, Daniel Ramos, emphasise that they are in a period of consultation and improvement of the new norm. One of the proposed amendments to Law No. 1 is related to the procedure manuals in the Department of Pharmacies and Drugs of the Ministry of Health. Parallel to these discussions, the executive branch established in February a technical table for medicines in which different sectors participate with the intention of maintaining the supply of medicines in the Social Security Fund and the Ministry of Health. In addition, at the National Dialogue Table that was held last week at the Cristo Sembrador Center in Penonomé, consensus was established between the social movements and the representatives of the executive. One of the disagreements at the table was the regulation of profit margins in the process of purchasing and distributing medicines in private pharmacies through a regulatory office. For her part, Elvira Lau, Director of Pharmacies and Drugs in the Ministry of Health, recalled that this Wednesday morning, the modification to the regulation of Law No. 1 was delivered, where the fourth title related to public procurement of medicines. Lau also said that without losing rigour, a modification to the fourth title is suggested to facilitate the existence of more companies that offer their products in public sector acquisitions. Meanwhile, the deputy, Victor Castillo, read some changes made to the bill, among them that the sanitary registry guarantees the safety and efficacy of products for human health. Another of the modifications that were established to the bill are the sanctions to the officials that affect the availability of medicines and other products, and a provision was also introduced to the norm so that the Ministry of Health manages that the Pharmacies and Drugs Directorate have the resources to perform their duties. The Pro-Transparency Coalition, made up of movements and NGOs, asked the Dialogue for Panama Single Table to give priority to transparency and anti-corruption issues. They do it within the framework of the restart of the table on the afternoon of this Wednesday in Penonomé. In a statement, the coalition highlights that while the daily protests that took place across the country several weeks ago, as well as the widespread street closures, evidenced deep social unrest and a serious governance crisis, they must address promptly corruption and embezzlement of public resources. The systematic problem of corruption, lack of transparency in public management, the irresponsible use of public resources, and with institutions completely at the mercy of patronage structures. In the face of a judicial system where acts of corruption go unpunished and that have shown the profound inequality structurally that Panama has been dragging on for decades, are much deeper and structural causes that have resulted in the deterioration of an institutional framework that is no longer capable of solving the great problems of injustice, inequality, and exclusion, the statement points out. The organizations have proposed immediate and short-term actions that should be discussed at the table. They propose, for example, the containment of spending and public debt, ending the state of emergency, and strengthening control institutions. And among the short-term measures to combat corruption, they propose that sanctions a conflict of interest law, the protection of whistleblowers, review of penalties for crimes of corruption, reform internal regulations of the National Assembly, regulate the lobby or lobbying, and approving the forfeiture of illicit assets. For refusing to collaborate with information about the Panamanian Institute of Sports, that's Pan Deportes, the Ombudsman's Office reported on Wednesday morning that it described its director, Hector Brands, as a hostile official. Now, according to a statement from the entity, Brands, in addition to refusing to provide information about Pan Deportes, hinders the work of the Panamanian Ombudsman. Now, through a resolution that was dated the 29th of July of this year, the Ombudsman Eduardo LeBlanc Gonzalez notified Brands of his decision to the director of Pan Deportes. This attitude of denying information to the Ombudsman's office not only violates its legal and constitutional functions, but also affects the fundamental rights and guarantees of the people who come to the entity, he emphasized in his statement. In addition to Brands, the Ombudsman's Office has declared a director of an educational centre in the district of San Miguelito and five justices of the peace to be hostile and hindering officials. Odebrecht asked the Third Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice for clarification of the ruling that it issued on the 15th of June of this year, and it confirmed a decision by Judge Carlos Vasquez not to admit a warning of illegality that he filed in September of 2021 against the decision of Tocumen S.A. to cancel the contract to build the new passenger terminal. Now, the ruling of the Third Chamber, signed by Magistrates Cecilia Sedalis and Maria Chen, concluded that Vasquez's decision not to accept the appeal filed by Odebrecht is the correct one, and that it went against a decision already made by Tocumen. With the ruling issued last June, Odebrecht already has three setbacks in the court. At the beginning of the year, the magistrates also did not accept an injunction against the annulment of the contract. A 15-year prison sentence was applied to Eduardo Macea, alias Marshall, for the crime of aggravated drug possession as a result of an operation that was carried out in the Amador Causeway on the 12th of March of 2019. On the 20th of July, the judges, Viterbo Quintero, President, Isabel Quijada, Rapporteur, and Elira Terán, Third Judge, issued a guilty verdict against Marshall, considering that the prosecution was able to prove his link to the crime of aggravated possession of drugs. And today, Wednesday, the 3rd of August, they ruled on the corresponding sentence. The investigation against Marshall began on the 12th of March in 2019 after a police operation in the Amador area that resulted in the seizure of a certain amount of drugs, three luxury vehicles, and weapons inside an apartment valued at $300,000. In the operation, a chase and an exchange of fire were recorded in which two policemen were injured. After a season full of good times and sacrifices, the Panamanian Surf Association announced the 2022 national champions. The announcement that is given, valid for the national surfing circuit in Playa Venao in Pedasi, province of Los Santos, where the competitors were able to offer a high-level surfing performance. The 2022 national champions were athletes with the two best results in the three valid ones of the 2022 national circuit. In Playa Venao, and during 2 days of competition, series of the nine disputed categories were held, where the final of the open category defined the national championship and the first place in the event. The surfers, Izzy Elizondo and Tau Rodriguez, offered a competitive show that kept the spectators engrossed due to the high level of these two athletes, taking Izzy the first place in the event and the national championship for 2022, making it clear that Panama will be one of the powers in the Pan American event next weekend. That's it. There we go. There's a look. Those are some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.